Speaking freedom. Speaking freedom. Giving you the answers to be free. Be free. Be free. 'Cause we're speaking freedom. And we're live online from KC.
So, in light of the cancel culture and healing and growing and learning, especially from your own self, I believe that this is needed. So here we go with sharing is caring. So we're going to share because we care. Sharing is caring. And we not talking about caring that call the cops on black folks without a reason. We talk about sharing, it's caring. Like I extend my hand to you to help you grow and come out of whatever you've been into. So here, this is what I want to share. It may go into some unedited portions, but I'm going to go back and see where I'm going to start sharing these things, but I definitely think that this is good to share on a day like today.
It's to evaluate your life and say, you know what? This area is where I need to grow. So if this is the area that I need to grow in, what are all the things that I need to address in this particular area? And then they may be difficult things for you to address. I'm not saying that spiritual human behavior is going to be an easy process for anyone that is developed growing this method of psychology. This is going to be something that can be overwhelming. The side effects of this is you may be overwhelmed. You may be faced with your hardest difficulty that you've ever been faced with and did not want to think about after it happened. Don't not think about things. Spiritual human behavior is about addressing things, because when you don't, it stunts your spiritual growth. So it stunts your maturity level also, because your soul is what has to grow. Your soul is what has to develop and mature to apply those lessons to life, so that later on in life, you do not continue to face the same dilemma and continue to get the same results. So if you did something, it doesn't matter what it is that you do. If you tied your shoe up and then you didn't like the way the laces were, you need to go back through the laces and see which lace is not correct, whether it's short, twisted in the wrong way, or whatever the case may be, whatever makes you not like it, whether you put it in the wrong hole on the shoelace going up. If that's what you did, you have to go back to where you messed up and figure out what you need to do to make that right. It may not be going back to a relationship and trying to figure out, oh my God, what did I do in this relationship that messed it up? No, it may be now you're in a relationship, you're facing something similar. So what will you do now that you did not do before that's going to help you progress and move forward? Now, if you do not do anything and you continue to avoid it, or you don't address it, or you act like it didn't happen, or whatever the case may be, then you may stunt your growth, because you're going to keep getting faced with something that's going to remind you of that, something that's going to turn back into that, or you're going to totally withdraw yourself, and it will end up being something that causes you to lack. Now, listen. Sometimes you have to just totally change your perspective.
This is the unedited portion, so I don't care if you judge me. Fuck you if you got something to say. As far as developing steps, performing and applying those steps, and then sharing those steps with others to learn and grow from things that you know work, then what you have to say doesn't make a difference to me, because I know these things from working these things in my life, working them in my life personally, so that I can give you information that I know is sound, secure, and correct.
Sometimes you have to totally look at it a different way and take a new approach. Spiritual human behavior is about taking a new approach to address long existing issues, not just within the individual, not just within the community, but in the country and around the world.
And that is all I'm sharing of this portion. I actually think I'm almost done. Let me see. Well, I got about 10 more minutes of recordings to edit, and then I will be completely finished with this portion, which is great because I've been working on this for a few days and I've been not distracted necessarily, but I've just been taking a breather in the midst of me working on this, as well as needing to attend to my mother duties, my household, my yard work, getting my mind together, as well as there's a lot of things going on in the world right now that made me need to take a breather. And in the midst of me needing to take a breather, it also meant looking to see and realizing that spiritual human behavior will help a lot of things that's going on right now in the world, in reality. And there is a small portion of me that is, I don't want to say disappointed or upset. A small portion of me wished that some of these things, these books would have been released previously so that people can learn to apply the information now in this difficult season. But God timing is not my timing. So when it is released, God will be able to use the information within to help those that really need it. And it will be drawn to those that have been praying, wishing, and hoping for the information that's going to become available. Speaking Freedom presents Good Head Group, providing advanced spiritual studies and personal developmental insight. Brought to you by Love Gang and Speaking Freedom. We look forward to helping you grow in all the areas of your life. We hope that you find all the information needed for your growth. God bless. Please listen to all disclaimers provided. If you are currently under physician's care, please maintain that relationship. This is not intended to stop your current treatment plan. If you need physician care, please seek out medical attention. Please note, all results are based on the individual's ability to adapt and adjust to any given environment and situation. We are not responsible for your results at Speaking Freedom. The Life Enhancement Coaches at Speaking Freedom provide information to help you grow. You are responsible for maintaining that growth, taking on and then applying the information to your individual life as you deem needed and necessary. This may contain and explain explicit content. Please use parental discretion. For best results, you will need an open mind, the ability to research, and a balanced lifestyle.
Please join us daily for your inspiration and motivation.
We have the entire world to offer you at your fingertips. Your life enhancement coaching specialist. Thank you for choosing us to assist you in accomplishing your personal and professional goals. And have a beautiful day. In love, we trust. This is brought to you by Good Head Group, Love Gang, and Speaking Freedom. We thank God for you and we love you.
Hi, I'm Casey. Dr. Casey, to be exact, owner of Speaking Freedom LLC, Love Gang, and Good Head Group LLC. I am also a certified life coach and host of Speaking Freedom Radio and TV. Although I have recently became an ordained minister, please be aware that I am still me, raw and uncut, the way God made me and allowed life to shape me. I pray and expect God to use me for people who can receive the way I communicate, as well as my delivery. I am not for those who are already saved, religious, or super deep. I am for the leaders, hustlers, and street influencers around the world, including pimps, killers, drug dealers, and working girls. I am sharing my experiences and perspective to help someone be inspired to be better, and for those who can identify with the various aspects of my mindset. My mindset alone does not determine the status of any active connections or current relationships that have not already been specifically addressed. Additionally, these recordings should not be taken personally if I have not already spoken to you about the topic or expressed that I have an issue. These recordings are a part of my life's work to document my experience, perspective, and to see how life has shaped me. My plan in using my stories publicly and socially is to encourage growth in those who can identify with the experiences and find inspiration in my life to heal and overcome the path that they've been set on, no matter what they face, as according to the purpose of their soul, until healing takes place. Despite the experiences that I may have had with any person, sometimes known and unknown, I hold no grudges, no hate, no bitterness, or any other ill feelings against anyone. I pray that your life is whole and very fruitful. I forgive you, as I hope that you forgive me if I have wronged you or anyone that you know or anyone who listens to me. I pray that you have peace and extend the same grace to others. I have love for everyone, especially on a human level, despite flaws or experiences. But that doesn't mean that I will associate or be close to every human that I know or meet. I've experienced a very eventful life and truly believe that my mindset and story based on experiences could help those who identify with how I think and are looking for inspiration to grow further, go beyond hurt, and be great. I pray that these recordings bless you and your soul in every way and whatever way God has intended. Sending love and light to all. Thanks for listening. Achieve your dreams.